God really pushed me to come up. Okay, pray over my English as you listen. Okay, I'm going to tell you about my deliverance story from bulimia. And it started really weird way. It started like 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when I was middle school, third grader. I gained all of a sudden like 30 pounds at once. So I was really struggling with the fat. So I wanted to get rid of them at once. So my eating habit got really, really bad. So I saw people having bulimia and anorexia on TV, like vomiting, like taking pills and stuff. So I started imitating them as I saw them. So my bulimia started like that. So I was under bondage for like 6 years. So after I eat, I had to throw up. I had to throw up because the fear of gaining weight so heavy. So I had to throw up. I had to force myself to go to the toilet and then throw up wherever I go. Even at the restaurants, friends' house, wherever I go, I had to throw up. But I never been that fat, but I still had that 생각, thought. So I was really struggling, and it went so long, like 3 years, high school years, and then even after I met Jesus Christ, it never got better. So it was really severe case. My throat all like jacked up, my hand still have a scar, and yeah, it was really bad case. So I tried to stop myself, because I was supposed to go to Philippines mission trip. And before and after, I tried so hard to like stop myself throwing up, but it never worked out. So, and that scene actually started the other scenes. I had to lie about my scar. People kept asking about my voice, because it was getting like 점점 나빠져. It was getting like huskier. Oh, man, it was so bad. And my stomach always upset. And manipulated. Is that sin, Lord? Should I fix it? Should I repent over this? I was slave, under slavery. So time passed. After Philippines missions, I had a chance to talk with Samonim, Erin Samonim. And that was the night of worship night or something like that. So by chance, we started to talk about my sin. And that night, I identified that, oh, this is sin. But I was kind of manipulating with myself. Is this sin? Should I repent it? So Erin was asking me, why do you think you have to fix that sin? You have to get delivered. So I answered, because my body is God's temple, and I have to keep it holy. And I was destroying my body with my own intention, you know, throwing up and just hurting myself, crying. So my body is God's temple. And Erin only told me that you have to understand how much God hates that sin. I had no idea about gluttony. I didn't even know that word, English word. So gluttony, and Erin only told me that that's one of the seven deadly sins. So, oh, God hates that much. I never knew that. And only told me about idolatry, because food was my idol, but I never thought that way. But as I was reading my Bible those times, God kept telling me, cast out your idols. Cast out your idols. But I never thought that food was my idol. So I don't have idol in my house, Lord. I'm clean before you, as long as in that area. But it was totally wrong. And I was satisfying myself with food, not God. Because there was like hierarchy. Food was here, and God was like here, under, right? Because I knew that I have to stop, because God hates it. But food was like higher level. But I couldn't control myself. So knowing that, I didn't want to delay. I wanted the freedom that night. So, you know, identify, confess, and repent, and renounce. So I went through them all that night. So I cried, I confessed, I repented, I renounced it, and that was it. I got freedom that night. Hallelujah. And at the 6 years of bondage, they just destroyed. I just destroyed them. Oh, thank you, Inani, by the way. And after that, yeah, for sure, there's temptations. I sometimes, whenever I overeat, I eat too much, I feel like throwing up, but I don't, because I renounced it, and I have the victory, I have that freedom, so I don't want to let it go. So, and yeah, the funny thing is, I used to sing better than I do now. But afterwards, God really like encouraged me to join the worship team as a singer, miraculously, because I almost lost my voice. And that's one of the praise reports. And afterwards, I found myself growing ridiculously faster in my walk with God. And as I read the Bible, it's a totally new book. And, you know, my spiritual walk got so much better. And one thing that I want to say is I got freedom, but that's not it. I have to proclaim the freedom. I have to share the freedom with people so that I may be like alert. Because as we read in the book of Matthew, they will come back to find the unoccupied room in me. But I'm filled with Holy Spirit, I believe. So there's no room for evil spirit now. And I have to. I had the chance to share my testimony in India. And I shared my testimony about bulimia there. And my self-image, because bulimia started with that poor image, poor self-image. I hated myself, like, fat. And I still want to be skinnier. I still want to be, you know, prettier. But I don't have to be now. I don't need to be. Because I'm, right now, I think that I'm beautiful enough. In God's eyes, at least. So, you have to know that you guys are all beautiful in God's eyes. And you all are, like, enough. That's enough. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.